Now then, and welcome back to Rare Anyone Talks. Before we kick off tonight's show,
viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, it's advised. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spine-tingling episode of Rare Anyone Talks. Today, we are diving into a story that's got more twists and turns than a roller coaster at midnight. So buckle up, folks, because we're talking about the recent Brazilian flight crash that took the lives of 62 people, including flight crew, including prominent cancer doctors, and a prominent lawyer, and tragedy all around it. But it has been surrounded in conspiracy. So this is a conspiracy episode. We are just delving into the conspiracy-ness of it all. And do I initially think this case is a conspiracy? I generally think it's a tragic event, unfortunately. But there is a hell of a lot of conspiracy around this. And oh boy, the conspiracy theories are flying higher than the plane ever did. Oh, it's not too recent. There's been a hell of a lot of conspiracy around this, you know, with the cancer doctors. We were working on some miracle drug, which means Big Pharma would have had to, you know, they can't keep continuing to make money off cancer patients, because that's what the Big Pharma are doing. They're making money. As long as they're treating ill people, they're still making money at the end of the day. So why heal them sick individuals while they can still continue to make money off you? It's sad. It's very sad. I've got family members that, you know, have passed away with cancer. It's a tough one. It is a tough one. And there won't be anyone that hasn't been touched by that awful disease. No matter how big it is, maybe skin cancer or breast cancer or lung cancer or prostate cancer, whatever, it's all deadly. And do Big Pharma, my belief is Big Pharma has a cure. But like a lot of theorists out there, a lot of conspiracy theories out there, we tend to believe that. Why would they want to give us the cure when they can continually charge you? Why would they not only get you better for, like, just say a one shot, you had a one shot and it would eradicate the cancer? Well, they can keep you going for months and months on cancer treatments that cost the NHS, the health providers throughout the world, large amounts of money. And when you say a large amounts of money, you're talking trillions. You are talking trillions. Now, before we get too depressed on this one, because I've got a feeling this episode is going to be a bit of a Debbie Downer. So it's going to be a Debbie Downer. I do drink on these. I'm going to hold this up to the camera. I can't believe what I'm about to say I'm drinking. It is Foster's. And you're like, oh, you're drinking Foster's again. This is a proper shandy. Proper shandy. It's a 3%. It's 3%. So it's only 0.5% less than some of the cider I like drinking. So we're going to crack this open. I saw it in the shop and I thought, ooh, it could be refreshing or it could be fucking horrible. So we're going to crack this open. We're going to get a little shandy review. It is a beer. It is alcoholic. What are the units on this? In the UK, this is a 1.3 units in this can. It's only a 440 mil, so yeah, it's enough of these might get you a little merry. I'm not going to say rat-assed or drunk, but a little merry. But we're going to try it. I like a decent shandy, Will it be a decent shandy or will I be like, ugh? Smells like a decent shandy. Smells like a Foster's, which isn't the best. That's interesting. If that's what a proper shandy tastes like, what the hell have we all been drinking? Slightly drinking a Foster's with a lime top or a lemon top, or, you know, it's... I wouldn't call that a proper shandy. Would I recommend this? No, I would not. I would not recommend this. If you're going to have a, if you want a shandy drink, make yourself your own shandy. I will drink it. It's not that horrible that you can't drink it. It tastes Foster-y with like a little hint of lemonade. Little hint of lemonade. It's not too lemonade-y. Does it say it's made with lemonade? We've crafted... So this is on the back of the can. We have crafted this beer to first. That don't make sense, actually. We've crafted this beer to first. Quenching... Sorry, I missed it. It's got a little dash on it. Fuck's sake. Quenching perfection. Enjoy ice cold, just as William and Ralph Foster would have wanted. I don't think they would have wanted it in shandy form. Brewed in Europe by the Heineken Company. Sorry. It's note to write home about, folks. It's interesting. I wouldn't recommend it. Make your own shandy. I'm going to do my Dave Portnoy impression now. One bite, everyone knows the rules. This was like before. One sip. One chug, everyone knows the rules. And he does that. I love he does that. He does. One bite, everyone knows the rules. Hum, hum, hum. I'll give it a 7.1. So, we're going to do one chug, everyone knows the rules. I'm going to give that a 4.1. 4.1, folks. Well done, well done. So, before we kick on with tonight's conspiracy... There is a few free things you guys at home or at work can do that would help me out massively. And they're absolutely free things for you to do. I do put this on YouTube and Rumble. Not straight away, because I want the podcast to do well. But they will eventually get up on YouTube. So if you are watching these on YouTube or Rumble, go over to the subscribe button and just lightly press it. Hit that subscribe button, or lightly tap it. Subscribe to me. It's absolutely a free thing to do. Hit that like button while you're there. That's incredibly free for you to do. You know, get in the comment section. It's even freer to do to get in that comment section. It might, you know, a couple of seconds writing a little comment. You suck, or you fucking dickhead. You know, it just a couple of seconds, but it absolutely helps me out. If you want to share with your friends and family, please do. That was absolutely free thing for you to do, and I may get another subscriber out of it thanks to you. Now, if you are listening on podcast, thank you for listening on podcast. But a free thing for you to do is hit that follow button on whatever podcast provider you are listening on. I was going to say hitting it on. Hit that follow button, and I'm not asking for a review. If I've earned a review, please do. But, you know, that's up to you. If you want to leave me a review, that would be fucking awesome. 1 star to 5 star. It's entirely up to you. If you feel that I've earned it, or if you feel that I need some criticism, get in them comment section, get in the one star or five star review, and leave me a review. That would be absolutely awesome, and I would possibly read it out. So if you don't want me to read it out, just put it in the comment in the review. Please don't read out. Or if you want to email me, all the links of getting in contact with me are in the description or the show notes. So please get in contact with me. Now that out of the way, let's get on with tonight's show. So, a plane operated by Veo Pass, a regional carrier in Brazil, crashes in a residential area near Sao Paulo. All 62 passengers and crew members, including 8 cancer doctors, yes, that's right, 8, perish in the crash. Now, these weren't just any doctors, they were top cancer treatment doctors. I can't pronounce the word, what I've got here. They were on their way to a conference. But wait, it gets juicier. The rumour has it these doctors were about to blow the lid off a massive secret. Some say they had evidence linking the mRNA vaccines to something called turbo cancer. Holy shit. Sounds like a plot straight out of a sci-fi thriller. Yes, it does. Well, hold your beers and horses, because there's no solid proof to back this up, because the 8 doctors have perished. It's like saying Bigfoot was the pilot. Yes. So, who knows? They could be on the way to the conference to drop some massive news. Massive news. We've found a cure. Or, yeah, the vaccines, what the governments throughout the world were putting out, were creating this turbo cancer. And suddenly the plane, you know, has faults. Now, this isn't a new type of conspiracy. We had it with the Titanic. I want to say Rockefeller purchased a ticket to go on the trip with his colleagues. His colleagues that wasn't. I'm just going off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure they were trying to set up the Federal Reserve. Let me know if I fucked that up. I'm pretty sure it was the Federal Reserve. Was it Rockefeller or was it JP Morgan? It could have been Rockefeller, but now I thought JP Morgan, maybe. But his old colleagues were on that, the ones that were had a hand in the invention, or, well, not invention, but had a hand, so they would all make money out of it. Suddenly, the Titanic sinks, and the sole owner of that contract or invention will get all the money. And this happens throughout. This goes through stages and stages and stages. There's many of conspiracies like this, like the guy who built an engine that would run on water, suddenly met up with some contractors or some people who were going to help him with his, I'm pretty sure it was a pattern maybe, and then he runs out choking and he said, they killed me. So this isn't quite a new, it's sad and it's tragic, but the big governments, the big corporations that run the governments are in control. Big oil, big farm, you know, they're going to lose a massive chunk of money, especially in the big pharma. They will lose a massive chunk of money if someone came out with a cure for cancer. That massive pot of money they get from governments and private practitioners will just vanish. They they would help make the cure, but the help to make the cure would be so much smaller from the existing cure/treatment. It's like a little drop in the ocean compared to the ocean. So of course the internet went wild with theories. The government did it, aliens did it, my neighbor's cat did it, everyone's got a theory, but no one's got the facts. It's like a game of Clue, but with fewer candlesticks and more tinfoil hats. Now, that's my sarcasm coming out, but let's not take away from this. This really does smell dodgy. It's like the 9/11 smells dodgy. The Titanic smells dodgy. There is a hell of a lot of dodginess around this case. So, yes, grab onto your tinfoil hats. Don't believe everything. Do your own research. Don't believe me. Go out there and do your own research. It could take you a lot longer, but the governments, the news outlets will not tell you the truth. They, and you do get some absolute honest and great investigative journalists, but generally end up suiciding themselves. Yeah. Clintons have a kill list. Generally, that kill list is a lot of them people on that kill list is people who have suicided themselves. You know, a man was found hung, but he managed to shoot himself in the chest. So what? And a man was he crashed his car, but he managed to hang himself. But I'm just thinking off the top of my head and I can't quite think of it. But there's been a hell of a lot of dodgy things going around. And this does reek of dodginess. Now, it's incredibly sad losing loved ones. It really is. And my heart and thoughts go out to the people, to the families and friends of them 62 people that died. It definitely could be a accident. There's probably no foul play in it, but we are here to uncover if there is actually any lick of conspiracy. So my thoughts do go out to the family and friends of the people that died. Cheers to you guys, and hope you can carry their thoughts, their memories on and make them proud. But let's dig a little bit deeper. So in reality, the cause of the crash is still unknown. Authorities are scratching their heads, and conspiracy theorists are having a field day. But let's not forget the real tragedy here. The loss of the brilliant minds who dedicated their lives to fighting cancer. Not only that, the lawyers, the pilots, the crew, just the ordinary folk that were on that plane. Let's not forget their thoughts. Let's not forget their lives. So the crash of the Brazilian flight carrying 8 cancer doctors has sparked a flurry of conspiracy theories. Here are some of the most talked about ones. The turbo cancer theory. One of the most sensational claims is that the doctors on board had evidence linking the mRNA vaccines to a phenomenon called turbo cancer. According to this theory, the doctors were on their way to present this groundbreaking information at a conference in Sao Paulo. However, there's no credible evidence. Funny that, isn't it? There's no credible evidence to support this claim, and the idea of turbo cancer itself lacks significant backing. So it's funny that there's no evidence, because the 8 doctors have perished. unfortunately. You would assume they would have backups of work, they would have notes, they would have conferences between themselves. Maybe the governments had got to him, maybe Big Pharma had got to him, who knows? We're still uncovering the truths. Myself, if just say I was one of them doctors, myself, and I come across a turbo cancer linked to them vaccines, I would create a dead man switch. I would create a dead man switch. If something happened to me, this is going to be released to the world. The world's presses is going to be released. And who's saying it hasn't been released? But because the world's news organizations are linked all together to BlackRock's, the Vanguards, the governments of the world, who knows? Maybe they have silenced it. The undocumented passenger is another theory, revolves around a mysterious undocumented passenger who was allegedly on the flight. Some believe this person was involved in a covert operation, adding a layer of intrigue and speculations to the crash. Undocumented passenger, what was he on there for? Could he have been the doctor's patient who they could prove the turbo cancer? Or was he the government's making sure everything was going to plan? Government involvement. As with many high-profile incidents, these speculations that the government might be involved, theories range from the crash being a deliberate act to silence the doctors to it being part of a larger cover-up. However, these claims are purely speculative and lack concrete evidence. A lot of conspiracy theories do lack concrete evidence until you dig and dig and the evidence is actually there. And because there is people out there that are willing to dig, no matter the consequences on their life, and the amount of times we conspiracy theories have been proven right, well, time will tell. The misidentified victims, there were also rumors that certain prominent figures like Dr. Leonardo Ferrer were among the victims. These claims were debunked when Dr. Ferrer himself confirmed he was still alive and well. So as of now, there is still no concrete evidence of foul play. The crash of the Brazilian flight carrying the cancer doctors, the investigation is still ongoing and authorities have not released any findings that suggest deliberate sabotage or criminal activities. Conspiracy theories such as the ones with doctors having evidence of the mRNA vaccines to turbo cancer have been debunked due to lack of credible evidence. I wouldn't call that debunked. That's not debunked, is it? Just because there's no evidence there doesn't mean it's been debunked. There's just no evidence there. The claim about an undocumented passenger being involved in a covert operation remains speculative and unsubstantiated. While the cause of the crash is still under investigation, it's important to rely on verified information. It's always important to rely on verified information, but sometimes you just gotta keep digging and digging until you actually dig up the evidence that is being misplaced. Air quotes, if you're listening to this. People misplace evidence all over the place, all over the time. Oh, I didn't think this evidence was important. You know, what do you mean this evidence isn't important? The gun what shot the president? He's shot. Just a gun. So we just got to keep digging and digging. Have they released the black box? I don't think they have. I think it. I still think it's still ongoing. Maybe they're trailing through everything in that plane, making sure everything was burnt up right. So the plane itself is a ATR-72 twin engine turboprop. It was flying from Cascavel, I hope I haven't butchered that name, to an airport in Sao Paulo when it crashed in a town of Vinhedo. Sorry if I butchered that name, I really do. It's V-I-N-H-E-D-O. The crash resulted in the deaths of all 62 people on board, including 8 cancer doctors who were on their way to a cancer conference. So another person among the victims was a lawyer specializing in lawsuits against airlines. This is another layer to this conspiracy theories, which we will get into. Investigation status. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. Footage shows the plane descending vertically and sprawling and spiraling before impact. Investigators are examining various factors, including machine failure, weather conditions, and potential human error. So some of the doctors that tragically lost their lives in the crash were highly respected professionals dedicated to the fight against cancer, and here are some of the details about them. So I really do apologize if I butchered these names. I'm gonna try not to butcher their names. So Dr. Ariana Russo, if I butchered that name, I really do apologize. A 34-year-old doctor who was known for compassionate care. She treated terminally ill patients with the greatest of empathy and dedication, often giving out her home, giving out her personal phone numbers just to ensure they could reach out to her at any time. She highly respected. Very young and highly respected. Dr. Mariana Bellim, again, if I butchered that name, I really do apologize. A 31-year-old doctor who was completing her specialization in clinical cancer. She was praised for her intelligence, empathy, and devotion to her profession. Marina was known for her serene and melancholic temperament, and she dedicated much of her life to medical studies and training. The other doctors of the group include 6 leading cancer treatment doctors and 2 resident medics in their final year of training. They were all on their way to attend a medical conference in Sao Paulo to further their knowledge and expertise in the cancer treatments. Did these doctors stumble on a massive case? A massive case that big farm, big governments were trying to keep quiet. These doctors were not only skilled professionals but also deeply committed to their patients and the medical community. Their loss is a significant blow to the field of cancer and the many lives they touched throughout their work. Now I am replacing the word what I've got down here. There's no way I can say it. I've spent about 20 minutes trying to say this word. It's not coming out, so I've replaced it with cancer. I will put the word in the show notes and the description so you can all have a laugh with me. And when I use the readout tool, even that doesn't sound right. So one of the other victims of the crash was Linanese Vizetta. If I've butchered that name, I really do apologize. She was a lawyer who specialized in lawsuits against airlines. Her presence on the flight has been added. It has added another layer of intrigue to the conspiracy surrounding the crash. So her legal expertise, Liana, was known for her rigorous pursuit of passenger rights and had led several high-profile cases against the airlines. Another layer, could the airline companies just trying to get quiet in her, scare other people like her? Who knows? Some conspiracy theories speculate that her work might have made her the target, suggesting that the crash could have been orchestrated to silence her. However, there is no evidence to support this claim. The fact that a lawyer specializing in airline lawsuits was on the same flight as prominent cancer doctors has fueled speculation. Could this be governments, massive corporations? Oh, we could kill two birds with one stone. How lucky would that be? Now, I don't buy that one. How lucky could you actually be? And that's probably one what's going to be the true, that they were going to try and kill two birds with one stone. So some of the cases that Liana has been involved in, aviation lawsuit, Liana was involved in at least 90 lawsuits against both Brazilian and international airlines. Her cases often focus on passengers' rights, addressing issues such as flight cancellations, overbooking, and compensation for delays. She was a strong advocate for consumer rights, frequently sharing advice on social media to her 12,000 followers on Instagram. She was often sharing advice how to handle the customers, how to handle the airlines. In addition to her work in aviation legislation, Liana was a partner in local law firm that specialized in consumer and employment law. She provided legal assistance to clients dealing with workplaces, disputes, and other employment related matters. During the devastation floods in southern Brazil in May 2024, Liana advised her followers to show common sense and understanding when dealing with service providers, highlighting her balanced approach to consumer and advocacy. While her work has led to some speculation about the potential motives behind the crash, there is still no evidence to suggest foul play. To her legal activities, the investigation, the investigation of the crash is still ongoing. Now, let's have a quick reality check till I get into my thoughts and feelings at the end. While these theories add an element of drama, it's important to remember that the investigation is still ongoing and there is no official findings have indicated that there was foul play. The focus remains on understanding the actual cause of the crash. So let's give the investigations time, but let's not. They need time to go through the investigation, to give it their all. But we, you know, just saying we need to give them time. We gotta be, if it smells like they're doing something shady, bring it up, point it out. So yeah, quick reality check. And I have banged on all night that it's still ongoing. I have. And I do apologise because I probably annoyed a lot of you. So my thoughts on this. It's a tragedy at the end of the day. 62 people are no longer with us. 62 families have had their lives altered. And I've been there. I've lost family members. It's devastation that you can't just quite put into words. And for these not knowing, and for the family members and the friends not knowing how these people died, or not knowing how, but not, you know, people like myself that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, oh, this, that won't help them. So my love, support and feelings go out to you. My thoughts and prayers are with you guys. They really are. This is just me talking out loud. Hopefully their deaths aren't in vain. Hopefully this is just an accident. Hopefully, because knowing that a family member might have been murdered for something and murdered by a massive corporation or a government, that just lets everyone down. It lets everyone down, everyone in the world down. It's like, we can't trust the governments. And there's a lot of out there that don't trust the governments or big corporations. There's a lot of us out there. But these are already going through a tragic event, going through tragic times. They're going to be hurting. Their lives have been so destroyed by this. It's unthinkable. Unthinkable. And again, my thoughts and prayers are with them. Their family members are in a better place. It's not nice when life is cut short, and especially when these people were prominent. They were doing something good. That's not any life that we lose. Is a tragedy. Any life, no matter if they were doctor, politician, actor, just ordinary working class Joe, is such a tragedy. And I think there's foul play with this. I really do. My thoughts were maybe the cancer doctors is that a MacGuffin? And the real target was the lawyer. I tend to lean that way. I think the real target was the lawyer. Time will tell. Time will tell. But if the doctors had found a turbo cancer, or maybe a cure to cancer, that would be absolute fucking massive. I believe there is a cure for cancer out there. I believe Big Pharma and the governments know about it. It's for them trying to, it's for the governments trying to thin the herd and the Big Pharma to rake in millions and upon millions. Now, I think Pfizer, one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies, paid out one of the biggest lawsuits ever, and I think that was in the billions. And they're still fucking, they're quite possibly a $1 trillion company. It's bad. It is bad. But my thoughts, it's sad. And my thoughts and prayers are with the families and friends of the 62 people that died. But it does smell like there's been foul play. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Let me know your thoughts throughout email or Facebook or Twitter. Let me know your thoughts. Do you think there's foul play? or do you think this is just a tragic accident taking the lives of so many young, prominent people? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. A little bit different for me, myself, this episode, a little bit different, but I really wanted to touch on this. I don't see as many people talking about it that I would like to see, just because I feel like this does stink of foul play. It really does. So let's hope this sparks more conversation. Hopefully this may spark someone's interest, a investigative journalist, some people in the governments, like, yeah, we've done some shady shit, let's let's drop some truth bombs. Who knows, I could be just talking bollocks. But anyway, folks, that's, I'm gonna get out your hair. Remember, stay curious, because you never know when a mundane flight might turn into a conspiracy goldmine. Stay skeptical, because if you believe everything you hear, you might end up thinking Bigfoot was the actual pilot. And most importantly, folks, stay tuned in to Rare Anyone Talks. Hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, because who knows what other mysteries I will unravel next time. Until then, folks, keep your tinfoil hats on tight and your sense of humor even tighter. Stay naughty, stay rude, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will catch you next time. Peace.